Nah, I don't share pum pum.
Well, let me say this. Yeah. I don't share pum pum intentionally.
Intentionally.
Pum pum get shared all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, exactly. It's gonna get shared.
Listen.
But you're never aware that it's being shared.
You're never aware, right?
Exactly.
Do you play ignorant? Do you play dumb?
I never want to know.
You never want to know, right?
If it's supposed to be my poom poom, don't tell me. Share it.
Don't tell you.
Don't tell me.
Why?
If it's supposed to be my poom poom, don't tell me.
I'm saying though, like, you think you're the first and only in the last.
Never, but don't tell me I'm not. Make me feel like I'm the only right now.
That nigga's in denial, bro.
Lies. So you want to be in. You want to be blissfully ignorant. You want to be
yes, about the sharing.
I don't
want to
be aware of the fucking going on. Yeah. I already got enough stresses. Don't worry about now. You just swinging this shit on me.
It's like, yeah, it's recording.
So it's like
you're basically telling me now I have to go find new poom poom I can pretend to trust.
All right, but hold on, I got a question. So you telling me that like you want like a virgin?
Nah, I don't want those. Hell no,
those exist.
So
I don't. I wouldn't even. I wouldn't even want a virgin. If you find me one, I'll marry her.
You say virgins exist.
If you find me a virgin, she meets my beauty standards. I virgin.
You want to have?
They don't exist.
You want to have sex with a woman that got no experience?
Past 25,
maybe.
Exactly.
All right. So you tell me this: is there male virgins?
Yes.
So you tell me there can't be a female virgin?
That nigga gay.
So you.
Yeah.
So you tell me just because there's male virgins, there can't be no female virgins?
There is female virgins. Okay. And male virgins.
So I mean, I'm saying,
think about it. If a girl's been gay her whole life, she's still a virgin. If a girl's been gay her whole life and never got penis, she's still a virgin.
Because she never got penetrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she got a dildo, right?
That don't count.
So it's because it's a dude's meat.
It's a skin to skin action. Beer skin to skin action around here.
Yeah. I don't know. You feel me? I don't got a poom poom. So I don't know how that shit works.
You can use your finger to pop a cherry.
So that means that she's not a virgin. If she pops her cherry.
Nah, that bitch is still a virgin.
Because she ain't fucking dude.
She ain't get no
She's
dick.
A virgin.
She ain't get no dick.
Heard you.
That experience of dick is different from whatever you put inside of that vagina.
Okay.
You can put a finger in there. You can put another plastic toy in there. You can put whatever you want in there, but it doesn't.
Gonna be the same.
It's never so gonna be
what
the
about
same.
What about a tranny? What if a tranny fuck a virgin? It's not a real dick. It's a made up dick, but it's a dick.
That's a dude.
That's a dude.
That's a dude.
That's a dude.
A tranny.
A dude.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that means that girl's not a virgin no more because she fucked a former girl.
A dude. Nah. A dude.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
If you got the meat, you a dude.
I like where this podcast is starting.
Yeah, we the shits, bro.
If you got the meat, you a dude, because that's just how I gotta go. Right? It's not even like a question.
My name is Two Tails. I came here to talk about a bunch of shit, man. What's going on with y'all? All my niggas, we coastin'. High grade,
we smoking. On the highway, we rollin'. Crackin' bottle, we toastin'. Welcome to another motherfucking episode of Weed and Whiskey Podcast, the hottest motherfucking platform in Connecticut. If you ain't here,
right.
You just heard that shit now. And we just got even fucking hotter. We fucking on flames right now, man. Flames on the surface.
Talk your shit.
My man.
For us. Do this
my
shit.
Man just came in here and set this entire studio on fire. Mm-hmm. We had the first official freestyle in the building. Thank you. For coming through and blessing us with the bars, with the lyricism, with the energy, ideas, the mindset, the aura, everything about you since you walked in this door just meant we're going to have a legendary, unfiltered, uncensored, I don't give a fuck episode, and I fucking love it. Yeah, I'm ready not
to
give
be
a
some
fuck.
Shit.
Yeah. Nah, man, y'all is fucking lit, man. Y'all got me right. You feel me? Like, I already knew what time it was when I saw the name of the podcast.
Facts.
You already know what it is. When you see Weed and Whiskey.
Yeah. So, man, of course, I had to bust a freestyle for y'all. This is what I do, man. I'm a rapper first. You know what I'm saying? Everything else comes second, but I'm a rapper first. So, this is what I came here to do. This is what I came here to prove. You know what I'm saying? You said fuck being humble, right?
Yeah,
fuck
being humble.
And I'm shitting on these bitch ass niggas, man. Fuck all these niggas that's talking all that shit, man. I'm outside. What we doing?
Joe Byron.
Yeah. All that.
Oh, man. And with that being said, we have my man Two Tails in the building. In my personal opinion, one of my favorite lyricists from Connecticut. As we talked about, I learned about you. I heard about you about 5 years ago when you come to find out you did your first freestyle with Titanium Radio. And that was amazing. I fell in love with your music ever since then, and I've been listening since then. And the fact that you actually reached out means that we were meant to create this podcast.
100%, bro. And I appreciate you fucking with me, man. Like, you feel me? People done fuck with me since before Titanium Radio, during Titanium Radio, and some people done fell off since. You feel me? Well, it's hard, to support. And I appreciate mm-hmm. y'all holding it down for this long, man. Real talk.
Nah, man, it's all love. We really appreciate that shit. And the fact that you reached out to come through made niggas even felt good. Because as soon as you slid in the inbox, it was like, hell yeah.
I was like, oh, don't leave.
Let's do it.
All right, word. Even better, man. What's up?
I ain't going to hold you. I'm not going to say like I knew who you were. But the way he spoke about you, I'm like, all right, let's do it. Because he spoke about you in a high regard. Like, listen, let us do music.
Well, she has a way of pushing artists on people. Like,
facts.
I'm a hard buy, bro. I'm a hard buy. Like, he already knows.
Well, did I?
Of course.
And that's all that matters. This is why I came here, man, because I'm trying to turn the people who don't know about me into like niggas just like him. You feel mm-hmm. me? Yo, Tails, man, that nigga a problem. You better watch out when he comes through.
Yo, see, the thing about I like about your music, my fault. Not to control,
do what you gotta do.
The thing about I like about your music, it's like true to you. Like, it just sound very, like, honest. This shit just sound good. Like, it sounds like it comes from the heart. Like, it don't. You don't got no bullshit in it.
Yeah, no, for sure, man. Like, anyone you can ask about me, man, they know I'm very passionate about it. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I'm going to be honest. And this is one time, right? I used to have a manager. His name was Peter. Mm-hmm. He used to come to sue me all the time. And when I first started making music, I would rap about, like, what I listened to. Mm-hmm. So, you feel me? There was one day he was like, nigga, you was not shooting a nigga dead in the
street. You're not doing none of that shit.
You was not popping a nigga dead in the streets. Why are you rapping about that? And then ever since, I had to kind of adjust and adapt. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Be more earnest. Be more, like, real with my songs and be more me.
Write about you.
Write about what I do.
Yeah, thanks.
So with that being said, if you don't mind me asking, do you think managers are necessary?
I think managers are necessary if they have, if they believe in you. If they really are ride or die. Like, you know what I'm saying? Peter's ride or die for me.
Okay.
So he is willing to put in a lot of time, effort, and energy to see me succeed.
Mm-hmm. You still with Peter?
Yeah, of course. That's my guy, man.
Shout out to Peter.
Shout out to Peter, man. Yeah, definitely. But I feel like if you can manage yourself, then more power to you. But if you got someone that's ready to ride and die for you, if they listen to your music and like, yo, I believe in you, mm-hmm. and I'm ready to like help you any which way. You feel me? Like if you want to set up this, send them to me. I'll set it up. Like, and he's a great negotiator. He helped me a lot throughout my early career. So if you talk to Titanium Radio now, if you talk to B. Davis, he'll tell you straight up. Like, he didn't talk to me. He talked to Peter.
Peter said that.
A lot of my early career, Peter was the one doing it because he could talk a little bit better than me. Okay. And he could handle that shit better.
But I think it's important to have a manager because
me too.
Like with Tony, Tony Time came on here the other day and he actually came with his manager.
Wow. Yeah.
He actually popped up with his manager.
He's cool as shit.
And the one thing one important thing that I took away from him and is like he makes sure it's a priority that Tony doesn't focus on anything other than music.
Yeah, facts.
He makes sure that anything outside of music, he take care of that shit.
And like for me per se, like I had the opportunity to like leave Connecticut, bro, and I saw a way different light. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like somebody is hired to like wake this motherfucker up at 7 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? And roll his weed up.
Y'all know G Money the Prince?
Of course.
All right. So way back in the day, he used to do a lot of competitions. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Of course. Yeah.
So
definitely.
I won a lot of them, Johns. Mm-hmm. I won a lot of competitions with G Money.
Talk that shit.
So real talk. No cap.
Talk that shit for real.
My discography. You can check my lineage. So there's a bunch of times where I got flown out for shows because I won. That was the prize. Like you either get to be on the radio or you get to do a show out here. Blah blah blah. And Peter will be with me 90% of the time. Mm-hmm. So this nigga in his mind, for some reason, I can't lose. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, all right, so yo, when you win this and we book the flight to do this, and we're gonna wake up here, we're gonna do this down third. So, just long story not so long, I won a show to be in Cali. And Peter, while we were out there, somehow bagged me a radio interview and just a regular interview. Like,
he on the job.
Yo, I'm like, how you doing? Yo, facts. Like, he just looked up podcast, hashtag podcast, and Instagram or something.
That means they may know what he doing.
If you look it up, you can still see my Cali interviews along with my Cali show. So we just made the most of it. You feel me?
Where can they find those?
Oh, my God. My IG, right? So I have the easiest name to find in the world is TEWW. T-A-L-E-Z. There's no other two tails on this planet. You feel me?
Seriously?
There's none.
None?
there's a tails.
I be trying. Yo, so if you like, when you sign up for like, do you play video games?
Yeah.
So you sign up for shit, you get your name first try, right?
Easily.
That's fucking crazy.
It's always two tails.
Bro, I
got
to add numbers to my shit. Yeah, no. I got to be having phrases
and
dumb shit.
And if they ask
add
numbers, I just take the two, the T-E-W-W, I just put a number two.
Fucking stupid.
Facts. So you had no problems with the streamers and nothing like
nah,
that?
Nah, man, yeah. I'm very easy to find. You look me up on YouTube, mm-hmm. very easy. If you look me on Google, okay. literally all of my, there's a bio about me if you Google me. You feel me? Spotify, Instagram, iTunes, MySpace.
I mean, if you have
MySpace?
No.
I got a quick question. If you have so many stories to tell, why you only have two tails?
That's funny.
Real shit.
Bomb. So I got my name, Two Tails, because long story not so long, there was a girl that me and my bro both fuck with, right?
Okay.
So naturally, what would you do for a girl if y'all both fuck with her, right? So naturally, you know what we did? We flipped a coin.
Yeah, you just.
So we're like, all right, bang. So flipped a coin and landed on tails. And then he was like, best two out of three. So landed on tails twice. And then.
Hey, you got that.
So I got the girl, whatever. Pimpin', and then man. When we started rapping, he was like, what's your rap name gonna be? And I was like,
Two Tails.
Two Tails.
No, it was a couple things before that, but then he was like, those are whack. And I was like,
what was your first rap name?
Yeah. You really want to hear?
Yeah.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Everybody want to know that, nigga.
Hell yeah.
P Dollars.
P Dollars?
P Dollars. No,
I'm going to burn that out because it's.
P Dollar with the no Kizzy? Or
No, just P Dollars.
I'm going to burn that out because it's too close to Peter Guns, and that's, yo.
Bro,
that's...
that was the most stupidest thing. And he told me, he flat out told me, and I got offended by it. I was like, oh, word, P Dollars, you don't fuck with that? About two tails. And then he was like, two tails, really? I was like, yeah, two tails. 6-7 years later, here we are.
Sheesh.
Yo.
6-7 years.
That's funny, right?
Two tails to get the tail.
Right?
Two tails to get the tail. Now you over here telling your tails.
Telling my tails, man.
Damn, man. It's funny how life works. It's funny because I
want to
tell this story now because my man is right here and it makes it more authentic.
Right.
My original business name outside of the podcast was called At Green.
Uh-huh.
The reason how that came up is because of this man right here. The original name for the name we was going for was Against the Grain. But when we were searching through the LLC database, the Against the Grain was taken.
Yeah.
So we sat there, we smoked a couple spliffs, and my man just suggested, why not At Green?
At Grain?
At Green.
How do you spell that?
A-T-G-R-A-I-N.
At Grain.
At Grain.
At Grain.
That's against
fire.
The Grain.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
At first, it was like, I don't sound that right.
Nah, but that's just so
original. But exactly.
It's original, yeah. It's
exactly.
Just,
so
but it sound like something very, I don't know.
It's original.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it fits everything you need for a business. It's a one-word name. It's memorable. And all you need is a color to associate with it and a slogan.
And it's distinguishable, too.
Exactly.
What's your business?
Currently, I don't have a business. But I fuck with Dilly Gang. So anything Dilly Gang associated, I wish I was wearing their gear right now because we have our own shit, too. But anything Dilly Gang, you feel me? Even in my music, when you go on iTunes and you look at... you feel me? It says the label or whatever. It says mm-hmm. Dilly Gang.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Anything associated with Dilly Gang, man, I'm with it. Yeah, that's my business kind of.
Yeah, cause me and Ocean are like we're really big on like business savviness. You know what I'm saying? You gotta come correct. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, yeah. Let's talk some shit real quick, man. Let's talk some shit. Cause we are the DIY types of people. Like me and this man, when we come together, we'll literally just light up and we'll be in here for like. 2-3 hours, 4 hours, like either brainstorming some shit or just coming up with the next big thing. And you know, it's funny, this is the why I love and hate our dynamics at the same time, because we're so ahead of the game that we come up with ideas that people execute before we do.
Sometimes we feed the streets. The streets know.
Listen, I'm telling you, I'm not like them two. I'm in the room with them two. And they be get to talking about these and that. And I'm like,
yeah.
You know what, all I can do is listen because I'm like, I don't know.
So I'm in the same exact boat as you, man, mm-hmm. because you feel me, Dilly? And E is the owner of the store. We have a store that we sell our merch and other people's merch in.
Okay.
So when I hear these niggas brainstorm, I'm lost at sea. You feel me? Because I'm just a rapper. I know how to put words together, okay?
Facts.
These niggas is talking about like, yo, we should buy a boat. And then motherfucking flip the boat so we can make them like some crazy shit.
Yeah, with
yo.
It's funny.
I'm like,
that's how they eat. Yo, listen.
I'm like, I know how to put a song together. Like, yo, I don't know how to do that.
Bro, I'm going to keep it 100 with you, bro.
what changed my mind about that aspect, bro, I'm in somewhere I don't belong. You know what I'm saying? And the people that are talking, bro, they saying some they talking about like millions, bro. They talking about like, yo, move this money over there, and they talking about like other things. You know what I'm saying? And he come over there, he was like, yo, come over here, yo. He's like, I know you over there listening. Come over here, yo. I'm like, for what? He's like, yo, listen what we talking about, bro. And they da 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 da. Bro, that's a game, bro. You missing out on game.
So
bro,
you know what? Let me tell you something about that too. Fucking, I fuck with game, and I fuck with getting money, and I fuck with coming up, and I fuck with you feel me, evolving and doing better for yourself.
Facts, progression.
But I also feel like passion and love is more important than that.
Facts.
100%.
I find so much joy in just writing words and spitting them. And I find even more joy in making my creative, like, art come to life. And I find even more joy in sharing that with people. So when I'm just up here freestyling and y'all rocking with me, nigga, I could do that shit forever.
Yeah. So you do it. With that being said, what do you consider a win for you in this music game?
I want to know that.
So it's going to sound mad contradictory to what I just said.
Talk your shit, nigga.
If I fucking paid for this motherfucker right here, nigga, listen, hey. I would motherfucking love my life, son. Like, this shit crazy.
So,
like,
so let me ask you this then, because you brought up the money, bro, because that's niggas already know. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to hold. Bro, when I was younger, I had a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? And I blew it. You know what I'm saying? By not listening. So me saying this to you, bro, I really wanna know this question, bro. If you're in the room, right, Epic calls you and they saying to you, bro, Two Tails, we fucking with you, we seeing you these videos, blah 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 blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Bro, 75,000, bro. You gonna sign that?
I'm sending that shit to my manager.
Ooh, good answer.
You feel me?
Great answer.
I'm not, yo, I know what I'm good at and I know what I'm not good at. And this is not what I'm good at. I'm not gonna take charge of that area.
Great
I'm
answer.
Send it to someone who knows what they're doing.
Facts.
And I'm just gonna focus on what I know what I'm doing. If I feel like shifting my focus to that, then I'm gonna do that.
I'm gonna be real with you, bro. When you in them type of moments, the manager don't matter, bro. I'm gonna be 100% with you, cause I've been in that situation multiple times, and I'm telling you, you gotta think on your fucking feet.
I mean, if my brother
got 75,000, I have been put in that situation one time.
I will say this:
first time ever I got put in that situation, real quick. Like, literally, all that happened was these people offered me a contract. There was money involved. I sent it to Dilly. He was like, yo, did you read this shit? I'm like, no, I didn't. He was like, nigga, don't sign this shit, nigga.
Yeah, you're thinking on your feet. You're thinking on your feet.
There's gonna be moments. This is not the first. It's not gonna be the last time. But in those instances, I know how I'm gonna react. I'm gonna send it to someone who knows. If it's not Dilly, if it's not my manager, it's gonna be a lawyer. You feel me? Like, okay. I'm not making those kind of decisions. The only thing I'm gonna make an executive decision on is what kind of music I'm putting out, what I'm gonna put in the music, who I'm doing the song with.
You do exactly what you do.
Yeah.
This is the one thing I'll say. I'm one of those. I watch like a lot of things on like YouTube, and I came across this video on Comedy Hype, and this nigga Pierre, the comedian, he was like, as a artist, as an actor, as a creative, sometimes you have to learn to make your own decisions, because then you learn you're living by your own choices. Because it's like, you make a decision for something and it's the wrong decision. If you made it for you, at least you can live with the choice that you made for you, not the fact that somebody made that choice for you. Or if something works out, you can be ecstatic about it and stuff like that. That's the only like devil's advocate that I was played to that.
Okay. When it comes to art, I'm always going to make that decision. And I've had quarrels with Dilly before about what I want to do with my art. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it really is an art form. At the end of the day, when it comes to my art, any decision I make, I know I'm going to live with. I'm going to be happy with, because that's the essence of who I am. That's the essence of Tails. You feel me? If I make this decision, it came from the gut. It came from real emotions, real life decisions.
Yeah. You ain't going to do something if it don't feel right.
No, I never ain't do anything that doesn't feel right.
But how does Two Tails handle competition?
Oh, my gosh. I blow him out the fucking water.
Speaking of competition.
Wait. Say that one more time.
Blown away.
Say that one more time. My nigga said he blew him out the fucking water.
Okay, so speaking of competition, you do battle rap.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes, you do.
So, I didn't see that shit.
He's a battle rapper.
So,
yes.
How did you get into that?
Yeah,
right?
Talk on that.
Well,
and are you murking niggas?
All right, so yes, I'm murking niggas. Niggas, okay. You heard me? So that's without a question of a doubt. But yeah, man, I want to talk about this too. So I started battle rapping because I love the art. Like I said, I love writing, right? So whether it's making music, whether it's poetry, whether it's like writing for other people, whether it's just writing in general and making music, that's what I'm into. And I always feel like I got a chip on my shoulder. I got to prove to y'all. That's why I came up here like, yo, let me rap something. Mm. Expect something. Yeah, you feel me? Okay. Like, you didn't ask me to.
Okay. You be sure
to.
But you did it because you just wanted to show what you,
I really got a genuine, like, real life obsession with just rapping and making music.
I mean, I can relate to that because I love writing. I'm a poet.
Yeah.
I'm a poet before anything. Me? Yeah.
And like just your how your brain works.
It's like I feel like I have to contribute this to the world. I have to. I have no choice because I was given this talent.
Exactly.
And it's my purpose to put my words out there. Like,
and it makes you happy.
Yeah.
And it fills you with joy.
Just,
and it gives you content.
Yes. Yeah. I had, like, I told the story before. I had a person from like Tennessee reached out to me after putting out a poem for like 3 years. She reached out to me 3 years later and was like, yo, your poem changed my life.
Wow, that's fire.
Like that changed my life.
Yeah,
that made me feel like, oh, I gotta keep writing.
Yeah,
I have to,
for sure. I've had moments like that too, man, where people reached out like, yo, your song did this, that, and the third for me. Like, I really appreciate you did this, that, and the third. Like, long story not so long, I'm gonna get back to the battle rap shit, but there's one time, not one time, but there was a moment. You know, I live in Enfield. I don't want to talk about that. I live in Enfield. Y'all just call me out. I'm a New York rapper, guys. I was born in New York. I was raised there for a majority of my life. You feel me?
Queens.
Queens?
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I fuck with Queens. I fuck with Queens.
In Enfield, there was this girl who was with cancer. So her friend reached out to me. She was like, yo, like, I love your music. It's her third. You make a song for her. And at the time, this is when I was talking about just shooting niggas.
Like,
I'm like, hey, yo. So I did the song. This is when me and Dilly probably linked up for the first time ever, right? I did the song for her, and everyone and their moms heard it. Like, my mom came back to me like, yo, this lady came up to me at the store, and like, she was like, are you Tails' mom, and you did this, that? Like, that.
I'm big on mom liking
your mom liking music, bro. I make songs for my mom, for sure, but like, that changed it, and that like inspired me to keep going. Like, alright, I can make music about this, but I can also make music about this.
Diversify.
I'm good. Like, I can, and I love that feeling, and I never let go of that feeling. I had a passion for it before, but like, that just intensified it.
So
that intensified it to the point where I want to battle rap, nigga. So I made a song for a lady who was dealing with cancer, and now I'm also talking about like fucking niggas' baby moms and shit with battle rapping. So, so it came to that point.
So battle rap is your outlet to not talk about the other shit in your music, pretty much.
I mean, battle rapping is another thing that I enjoy doing because it's music in a sense, right? Mm-hmm. It's like it's words in a different art form, and I want to just y'all see how I am. I got a chip on my shoulder.
Facts.
Yeah,
so I'm
hungry,
like, all right, what's up? Like, you feel me? So I stepped into the battle rap scene, and I gotta say, so this is something I need to address, right? My last battle that I had, this nigga got me.
Oh,
this nigga got me.
No, at least you can say it.
Happens,
good.
Bro.
That's all right, though. That's all
right. Happens to the best of us. Happens to the best of us.
Here's the thing, niggas like with his peoples, it's just too fucking much, yo. They just riding this nigga heavy, right?
Mm.
So we're not being humble on this podcast, right?
No, we're not being humble.
Talk your shit.
Okay, cool.
Talk your motherfucking shit. Whatever you got to say.
The same nigga that keeps fumbling his goddamn bars. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all check my Facebook, y'all see he keeps fumbling his bars. He got me this battle. I don't understand why these niggas' peoples is riding so heavy.
was there a particular bar that got you?
There was a particular bar, but here I don't make excuses. But here goes some excuses. when we talked about the battle, I'm thinking it's gonna be 3 rounds.
Okay.
It's one round.
Oh, they did the okie dokie.
How did battle one round?
So, that's what I'm saying, though. I do 3 rounds. My other two battles,
I ain't never heard of that.
Which I bodied, killed these niggas. You feel me? Whoever and whatever will say different, but killed these niggas. 3 rounds, right? Mm-hmm. And I did my thing. I got a chance to rebuttal what they said. The crowd, you can hear the crowd reaction. The crowd reaction to me signifies who won.
Right? Facts.
There's nothing else. Like,
facts.
In this particular league, they don't do judges, and they don't literally say who won. They just based
about the crowd reactions.
So, last two battles, body these niggas. This dude, very good. Slept on him. Not gonna lie, because I seen his battles. He fumbles, and guess what? He fumbled in this battle too. And
then when he did
that, I pointed at him. I was like, right? But he picked it up. So, now back to the excuses. So, three rounds is what I wanted. One round is what I got.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Now, how many minutes is in one round?
Three.
Yeah, three. I was about to say three.
No, there's no minutes apparently.
What's unlimited minutes?
So now look at if y'all watch the goddamn video. Minutes? Thank you. If you watch the goddamn video, I say start my time. They're like, there's no time limit. I said, huh?
So what?
Okay, so I'm doing my shit, and of course I wrote three more minutes worth of material because that's what I'm assuming is what's going on. My nigga wrote 5 goddamn minutes.
So he had an extra 2.
Mad long.
He had an extra 2 minutes to body
son,
you it.
He didn't have a time limit. Yeah. All right, so you know what? Whatever. I'll take that. I'll hold that. Whatever. But when it comes straight to it, though, let me get the 3 rounds. Mm. Let me get a chance to rebuttal.
Facts.
You feel me?
We could do it in the Weed and Whiskey's podcast studio too. We could do it in here.
Look, I came in here talking this shit. Y'all said don't be humble.
No
right?
humbleness.
No humbleness. No humbleness.
We don't talk that about. Humble
I'm here,
bullshit.
I'm here to talk some shit. So talk this is how that I feel shit. About this shit, and this is how I feel, and this is what I'm saying about it. You feel me? And when it gets posted, we'll see what time it is.
That's all it is. I mean, nice. people try to do whatever they gotta do to win, but you seem very confident that
if there's one thing
he
in this
gave
world,
you that one round. I never heard that one round. I never heard of that.
So this is my first one rounder.
I never heard of
if
that.
If there's one thing in this world that I'm more confident about than anything else is rapping.
Yeah,
I've been watching battle rap since Reed Dollins, bro.
Yeah.
I've never.
Nah, they got the one round shit. I've seen that shit. They be doing that shit to be like, I guess it's.
I've never seen that.
Advertising, trying to cut. You know what I'm saying? Save money, whatever the niggas be trying to do, bro. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Top,
bro. I don't know.
Save
top
these nuts, my nigga.
Shit.
Yeah, talking shit. I want to know.
All right, so I grew up on A-Hat, right? So, Artisan, y'all know Artisan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nav the God.
Nah, I never heard of him.
Y'all gotta fuck with Nav the God. He got this crazy ass Einstein haircut. You know, you ever seen the promoter from Muhammad Ali? What's his name? He was rich. You know what I'm
talking about?
Don King?
Don King. Yeah. Don Q or is it Don King?
Don King.
He got the same haircut as Don King. all I'm thinking about is locals now. So I'm gonna just do locals.
Even do your locals.
Luke Wolf, he's very good.
Okay.
He was someone that I called out personally, but you know, he's booked and busy.
Is he the one rounder?
He's not the one rounder.
Okay. I'm just asking. Shout out to Luke Wolf.
Yeah, Luke Wolf. I want to say my last opponent. And this is Rissa. Yo, so here's the thing about battle rap too, right? Niggas take that shit so goddamn personal. I don't take anything they say about me.
That was gonna be another question.
Personal. So my last opponent, his name is BNB the Don, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bodied Holmes. There's no question about it. You can see it. But much fucking respect to him because he's a very good rapper, and he talked about a lot of funny shit that had me laughing in the middle of the battle. So BNB, how many more I got? I got one more.
Yeah, that was four. That was four.
Yeah, man, I can't think of a last one.
I like Grimes. You know what?
And this is not, I guess, like,
put yourself
Hollow to Don. But honestly, though, I want to say.
Man, Hollow to Don.
I like Hollow to Don because he came from the underground. He done made it from down here to being on Wild Out, to being mainstream, and that's not easy to do as a battle rapper. Mm. Like, name a couple battle rappers that are mainstream. Even mainstream people don't know who Hollow to Don is.
Yeah.
But
I mean, he made it from mainstream.
All right, because like, yo, Jay, do you know who Conceited is?
Absolutely.
Do you know who Hollow to Don is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a battle rap guy, though.
All right. You gotta know Hollow to Don is.
Ask me that question. Yeah. Do you know who Hollow to Don is?
I don't know
anything. All right,
cool.
If you listen to battle rap and you don't, like, mention them two niggas' names, or even, you already know
there's a
the
trillion
names.
Niggas you should mention.
What's that other nigga on Wallin' Out? Hitman Holler. Hitman Holler, and
wait,
I know can see
it. Did I say Hollow to Don?
Yeah, he said Hollow to Don. Whole time
I met Hitman Holler.
Yeah, Hitman Holler.
Whole time I met Hitman
Holler. I know them both just because of Wallin' Out, to be honest with you.
So I'm saying, though, like, I respect the fact that they came from the underground and made it to mainstream.
Okay.
Because now they're known for more than just battle rap. So they're more for the more. The
Charlie Clips is better than any.
Yeah, Charlie Clips.
I met Charlie Clips. I met Charlie Clips. Right. So he was at a spot in Springfield that I was open enough for. I just did a set. So after that, because I just had started battle rapping, mm-hmm. I was like, "Yo, Charlie, battle me." He was like, "Nigga, sit down." in front of a group full of niggas. I was like, that's all right, cool, man. Fair enough. I got a picture with this nigga, man. Like, one of these days, look, mark my words, bro. I'm going to battle Charlie Clips.
But that shit in the air.
No, fact, though. Listen, if we're manifesting anything for 2022 and beyond, past 2022, I'm battling Charlie Clips, and I'm bodying homes.
No.
Listen to me.
And then when you do that, give me,
just...
Don't make him find out what room you're in.
Clip this motherfucker right here.
I'm putting this out on social media.
When it does happen, give me Charlie Clips, man.
Fact.
We'll see what time it is.
And it was said first on Weedy and Whiskey Podcast.
Fact, though.
Know already what it is.
Yeah.
You already know. It's just time stamped.
Yeah, time stamped.
We pulling up the records.
Sound bites. Jay, did you
motherfuckers.
Get that?
So with that being said, bro, I'm going to shift
gears. We said we're not being humble, right?
Humbleness.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to talk about. Because to be honest with you, bro, the thing that like stood out to me when I first met you, that you said, you know what I'm saying? You was like, you work at a studio. Like you engineer, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Also, too, that you're mixing your own things and that you have somebody, you know, coming behind the thing and, you know, polishing it up. And, you know, you obviously there and y'all tag team and like Jeff Hardy, you know what I'm saying?
And Matt Hardy, hell yeah.
You already know. That's the dream work, you know what I'm saying? That's what I said. That's what stood out to me because, to me, that's the deciding factor. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's mad important when you're trying to accomplish what you want to accomplish, right?
You got to have a team.
As I'm here... I'm not sitting here dolo with one nigga. I'm sitting here with a team.
Facts.
Y'all made this shit together. You feel me?
I mean, you sitting with Jay, and you sitting our team.
You feel me? Yeah, right here with the team, gang.
Facts. So it's team up type of thing, you know?
I'm sitting here with Jay, who's doing this for me, but in all reality, he's a fire ass artist. You know what I'm saying? Like,
shout out to Jay.
That's what team's for. Like, you feel me?
I'm
here to have your back. You're here to have mine. Type shit. So we just all at the end of the day want to see each other win.
So who gave you that? That inspiration to capture it, because I'm gonna be real with you, bro. Connecticut is a hard place and it's a hard sell to even give the team thing, because I've been in the worst places, for example, like Baltimore and
Philly.
And they know in Philly, you know what I'm saying? They know I've seen suspicious guys, you know what I'm saying?
Suspicious guys. Let's just say this way.
No, they captured the
he's being humble. Yeah, let's just put it this way. This man worked from artists that can be your neighbor to artists to be that you wish was
Big
your
time.
Neighbor.
Big time.
Okay,
It's like
really, some really important people.
Important. And I know I don't want to put his projects out there because I don't know what NDAs and shit he signed and shit like that. But like I know this man did projects for like Cameron. Did projects for the Huncho Jack project.
Huncho Jack?
Like this nigga did so much.
I have to talk after
this. Like this nigga did so much shit.
This is the man.
Like this
right.
Like he's not. He don't just do shit for people.
It's a good
from Connecticut
thing I freestyled
or from
in front
Philly
of this nigga before.
This man actually have accolades under his belt. Like, and he's not gonna talk about it. Like, I know we say no humbleness, but he's not gonna talk about it. He's not gonna talk about it. And I'm gonna say this. Like, even the Joey badass shit. My nigga did that too. The Shining shit. My nigga did that too. Man, so it's like he have belt. He like this nigga could tell you what to do's and what not to do's when it comes to this shit because he've done it. And failed and succeeded at the same time.
That's what I'm asking you. Like, what captures it? What gives you the inspiration to be like, let's go do this. Let's, you know what I'm saying? And niggas be a part of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
So it's very all right. So now I gotta be completely honest, man. All right. So when it comes to your team, right? It's dope to be a conglomerate.
Fact.
And do this shit together.
Fact.
But at the same time, you guys gotta be individually marketable.
That's
you have to
what
be
we
individually
talk about.
Dope. So me and Jay, we're two different worlds when it comes to this music shit, right? But like if you put us together, it'll be a fucking problem. So you know, feel me? Like it can't just be always me and Jay.
It
gotta be me and Jay. It gotta be me. Yo, 2Tels doing a show over here. Same night, Jay doing a show over here.
Facts.
Young Best doing a. I'm just about to name drop people in the studio. Young Best doing a show over here. I'm doing an interview over here. You feel
Facts.
Me? Stevie doing a show over there. I'm over here on the radio. You feel me? Like, that's what it is. And then when they find out y'all from the same group, y'all literally represent the same thing. Oh, y'all it's all come from that.
The money looks different.
Think about like Migos, man. Like Quavo doing his thing, Offset doing his thing.
Takeoff doing his thing.
Takeoff doing his thing. So like, and then they come together, and then the Migos forget sometimes because Quavo over here doing a feature with Justin Bieber, and then Offset doing a song with Cardi B. And then oh shit, they're the Migos. So.
And they make more money as the Migos.
They make more money as the Migos, but individually they can still make money. Exactly. So that's what I mean by like, I fuck with my team and shit, but yo, we gotta.
You're not just your team.
I'm here. I'm two-tailed, bro.
Fact.
You feel me? Like, niggas know me, but don't know you, and vice versa. Niggas know you, but don't know me.
That's my mother.
But then we'll come back together.
That's me and him.
Pass me the lighter, brother.
That's me and him.
Pass me the lighter,
like,
bro.
He just said it the other day. He's like, bro.
Good luck.
He's like, yo, bro, I love the fact that. Like, I love that you can go off and do your own thing, and then and I was like, he dropped the
flip. We're a little bit lit here. We
it is weed and whiskey.
I wasn't prepared to be this lit off weed and whiskey.
I'm going
to
call you out.
Here we are.
I'm going to call you out.
Here we go.
You're the first guest to drop a flip.
I'm also the first guest to freestyle. Facts. So,
You won up.
Balance out.
But I got to put that out there. You're the first to drop a spliff in the studio.
Shit, I hope I'm not the last. Goddamn.
I done spilled liquor.
Yeah, Quall done a lot of shit, but he never dropped a spliff.
And yo, what niggas kind of like grabbed up some cheeks on the last John too. So
grabbed up some cheeks on the last John.
Yeah, nigga, get up some cheeks on the last John.
Hey yo, y'all niggas.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't have no idea what y'all referring to.
I mean,
damn.
I mean,
it's all right, bro. We here.
Yeah, we all here.
I'll be out of here. Quad have to say certain things because he's in a committed marriage.
But the nigga that grabbed the cheeks, is not in a committed relationship. So that's we Gucci. You know what I'm saying? We good. We good. We all covered.
Committed nothing. This shit is legal.
So basically, what I was saying.
Paperwork. Gotta make sure.
In this goddamn motherfucking joint.
Yeah.
Was that it takes more than just a team to be successful. It takes
facts
you to be
bro.
Individually dope.
Yeah, facts.
So Jay's individually dope, Tails is individually dope. Now Mash, we come together.
Facts.
It's a motherfucking problem. Basically mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say is, yo, can we fucking do a song for once?
Yeah,
we've been in the studio for like a month and some change, and we just never did a song. I just don't understand why we've
I mean it's like Kendrick and J. Cole. It's like Kendrick and J. Cole.
No, they did a song together. Oh, we never done a song together though.
Bro, I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I'm gonna ask you a question because this asks every artist this question, bro, because I see artists doing this shit a lot, bro. Do you do features with motherfuckers that be holding songs, or are you like a fan of niggas that be holding songs? Niggas that are hard.
This song hoarders.
I'm gonna kill this question because it could be answered like in a cool way, but here's my dumbass answer.
Go ahead. However,
I love making music so much mm-hmm. that it doesn't matter. Like I'll only turn down like niggas who really don't
why
make music.
Do niggas
but
do
like
this?
I love making music so much that I'll make music with damn near anyone.
I swear. I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
But do you hoard music like the good ones?
I feel like
do
you
I
do.
Hoard music?
I feel like
I definitely hoard music.
But the good
but,
ones.
But I at the same time, so all right, here's my little drop, right? So every year I have an album. Every single year.
Okay, talking shit.
So
talking shit.
Happy, hope you're happy.
Two-tail. I know you just dropped an album not too long ago. Yeah, hope you're happy for it. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Actually, I lied. It's not hope happy for is happy for you.
Happy okay. for you, yes. Because yeah, okay. I was actually just playing that not too long ago.
Every year you did this. You said you've been in 6 years, 7 years.
Wait. Okay. Fuck all of that. I have a question.
Yeah.
Why haven't Lurch designed anything for you yet?
Yo, Lurch, man.
Listen, bro,
fuck we doing?
Like, there's no artist from Connecticut who haven't really Everybody. Had anything done by Lurch. Even Lurch, Annoyed. Man. Even
After
Annoyed
this,
that had shit done by Lurch.
I gotta work. Yo, listen, if I have to battle rap someone.
Nah, we family.
No kids, you know.
Lurch, man, we go work.
Yeah, we go work.
This is probably
we
have
to.
This is the tastemaker of Connecticut.
I checked your videos out. I like how the videos look. Like, the conceptual shits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like you have it's listen, art, my nigga.
Yeah, it's
like,
art, bro.
Niggas fuck with your
art,
shit,
bro.
My nigga.
We gonna fucking.
You
work.
Have to work with my nigga Lurch. This is the best graphic designer in Connecticut right now.
100%, man.
So it's like
I hear Lineage. I'm mad that I ain't know about it before, but now that we here and we got well
listen, keep it a buck, my nigga.
But what happened to fuck this humbleness?
To keep it a buck,
it's fuck humbleness, bro. But at the same time, bro, I like seeing artists that are in the now, meaning that, yo, You are trying to make fucking dust into gold, nigga.
I mean, can I ask a quick question, though?
Go ahead.
Can we use the freestyle as an official Weed and Whiskey production song? Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
can we produce that, Lurch?
Yeah.
Lurch, can we talk after this? We can really record this for real.
Yo,
like,
come on. But,
like, I'm being dead ass.
Yo, listen to me, man. When it comes to making, if you ask me to rap, I will rap for money, son. I don't need to rap for money, but I'll rap for anything. It doesn't matter. Y'all want me to rap?
We're
going to
make a song.
We're going to make a song. I don't give a fuck.
But back to my point, because I really want to know this. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, do you know you are literally trying to make dirt into fucking gold?
Yeah.
Mm.
Bro, I've seen that happen so many times, my nigga. It's sad. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, bro, that's literally what it is. Like, you are literally going outside and you're going like this in the dirt, my nigga. And
making it gold.
As soon as you turn around, bro, that shit is $1 million in your hand.
They called me gold.
I'm well aware of exactly what I'm doing. I'm well aware that it's not an easy task, and I'm well aware that it's going to be a long, strenuous process, and I'm going to have to devote a lot of time, energy, effort, and money into it.
Okay.
But the only thing that keeps me going is the love for it.
Like, well,
I'm telling you, this is...
Yeah, but, you know...
If I don't go to the studio in, like, a couple days or three, whatever, a week, then I'll start itching in bed. Like, I need to go to the studio and write. That's why every year, and still this year, I'm still going to drop something. I don't know exactly what, because the Hope You're Happy series is over, right?
So that's it? That's the last one?
The Happy For You was the last series, because it's like, yo, Hope You're Happy 1, Hope You're Happy 2, Hope You're Happy 3, Happy For You is literally the end of it. I'm happy for
you. So what's
who
next?
What's
the next?
I'm happy for everybody. I'm a happy ass nigga. I'm all
right, nah, fuck all of that. We're going to get into some shit right now, because we were just talking about narcissism and selfishism. So, you know, let's get back into that conversation real quick. Do you consider yourself a selfish person?
I consider myself a narcissist. I don't consider myself selfish.
So you literally look at yourself as a narcissist?
I feel like I like myself a little bit too much than I should. Like, I should be way more humble.
It's
God
complex.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You're the definition of the God complex.
I have God complex tendencies, but I also feel like I'm self-aware, so I'm aware that I have God complex tendencies. But at the end of the day, this is what's got me to this point. This little God complex, this little cockiness, this little ego.
You have to be cocky.
So I'm saying, though, this is how I became a rapper. Like, I'm just like, yo, I like this feeling of, like, the center of attention. I like the feeling of, like, people, like, fuck with what I'm doing, right? So I've fed into it so much that it's got me here, and I've self-reflected. I'm like, is this a good thing? Mm. And I'm like, all right, well, if I didn't have this kind of God complex, would I still be rapping? And
would you still have the same creativity that you have to?
I definitely wouldn't. In my songs, man, I just feed my ego, low-key.
So why did you find it interesting when O'Shane said that he gonna break his bread up?
What you mean?
Because remember that same conversation that you said. You know what I'm saying? You're having the conversation. You asked him a question. He was like, yo, if... You found something about
$1 million
or some shit, or whatever, right? What would you do with it?
Personally, what I would do with it is I'm breaking my bread up, but I'm also I'm not.
You're not telling how many people how much money you got.
I'm not telling niggas that I made bread, because maybe it might be my God complex, but this is just how I roll. Like, I'm as much as I'm open about myself, like I'm real and like true to who I am, my essence. At the same time, I feel like I should have my privacy.
Facts.
You shouldn't know everything about me,
bro. Yeah.
So when it comes to like how much bread I'm getting or what I got going on behind the scenes, you said I got some shit in the stash, my music. Of course I do, but I'm not gonna share with you until I'm ready.
Bro,
but that's not, and that shouldn't even involve nobody else but me, because this is my privacy. Bro, I have that right.
Look me in my eyes. I'm telling you this, bro.
Look me in the windows of my soul.
Look me in my eyes when I tell you this, bro. Look, bro. No, real rap. No, this is real rap, bro.
Yeah.
Even the blind could fucking feel, bro. You do music, bro. That is over with. Like, you having any, like, inkling of, like, just time to yourself and stuff, that is over with, bro. The time that, the day that you understand that fully, bro, you would fully, like, grasp it all, bro. Because, like, if someone wants to know about how you're feeling, bro, they just have to listen to your music.
Mm-hmm.
You already said it. You already snitched on yourself.
Yeah.
You already...
And I feel like that's the only way niggas can get to know me. If you really want to know the essence of who I am or what I do or who I'm
right,
listen to my music.
Yeah,
yo, bro. Get me to a T.
Yeah.
I don't... It's gotten to a point where I'm just so vulnerable on songs that, you feel me, you'll catch some shit that I'll never say in real life in my songs.
Do you feel like you being genuine in your songs make you, in a sense, better than the other artists in Connecticut?
Nah, but I feel like it makes me more comfortable with my music. I don't think it makes me better, but I feel like I can listen to my music and be like, well, this nigga spitting, bro.
But do you feel like you're better?
Do I feel like I'm better than other artists?
Now I'm gonna ask it right out. You, yeah. Do you feel like you're better?
Do I feel like I'm better than other artists?
Yeah. And why?
Talk your shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yo, be real. Whiskey.
Be
What's
real.
Up with y'all niggas, man?
Yeah, be real. And why? And why?
I feel like I'm always gonna do me, regardless. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You feel me? Whatever the scenario is.
I don't
think
that answer. I want a yes or a no.
I'm trying to answer the question.
No. No, I mean, it's a yes or no question, bro.
I feel like I'm better than other artists.
Yes, you can explain after
You could say majority. You could say
some.
Yeah.
25%, 35%.
You could be like in the top five.
A few. Yeah. You can say a few if you want.
I feel like
a couple.
I feel like you put me up against anybody. Uh-huh. You're giving them a run for their fucking money.
All right, I'll take that as a yes.
And me being real with you, bro. Me listening to you and me like checking your shit out, bro. I'm honestly gonna give you like I'm gonna put you in the 65 to 70%. The reason being is that you write your music and you record yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because fuck all that extra shit. You know what I'm saying? That is the money right there. Mm-hmm. The fact that you're able to go like this. Because they could put you in a room with this bitch. She popping off Instagram, but she don't know nothing about music. They just want to push something because they want to. She popping on Vine. They just want to pop something off. You know what I'm saying? TikTok, I meant to say. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They just want to get something
They popping
off,
on something.
Bro. They yeah. popping mm-hmm. on something.
Yeah.
Yo, two channels.
And like I said, that's why exactly what I said. You put me in a room with anybody.
Mm. You got
anyone.
That.
I'm giving them a run for their fucking money.
Okay.
Facts. Anybody.
Okay.
I take that idea. That's a solid
idea. It's a Fendi.
Okay.
You hear it here. You hear it. I'm getting a little lit right now, to be honest.
I'm already. I've been. Yo,
I got a
little cup that I had for 2 hours already, bro.
Yeah, I'm fucking with Brody, bro.
Yeah,
I'm
appreciate you, man.
Yo,
I got a quick question.
Go ahead.
So, are you at the point where Pum Pum being thrown at you now?
What?
Yeah. We talk like that.
Hey, yo.
What
you want to tell Joe Byron right now? Fuck is they talking about?
Yo.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Hey, man. Look.
With money comes.
Listen to my music. You'll find out.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
That's an amazing answer. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, because my philosophy is, I said it last time, you know, it's like when you have to chase Pum Pum, it's a sin. But it's when it sin. Falls in your lap, it's a blessing.
Blessing.
You know, this is coming from a man who chased Pum Pum. I ain't really chase Pum Pum, but I had to work for Pum Pum, you know?
Work for it.
I ain't special.
I had to work for it too. Everyone had to work for it.
No, shut the fuck up. You're lying. I've literally watched niggas not work for Pum Pum, my nigga.
Yeah, I've seen.
Yeah,
some
I know niggas.
I never said it's never fallen to your lap. I get that.
Some niggas that have the luxury of literally not having.
Sure,
but in the beginning, but
something
that
shit happens their whole life.
In
the beginning, you gotta work.
Y'all hitting a soft spot with this one right now.
You gotta.
There's gonna be a time,
my nigga,
where the nigga who's falling to his lap is going to have to work for his.
There's some niggas.
There's not been one time in the entire world. The entire history of life,
but
where there's not been one nigga that has to work for Pum Pum.
Have to work for Pum Pum if enough is falling in your lap,
son? Because not everybody is on the same level, right?
But think about the niggas who are.
What's your level? Tom Holland. You think he had to work for pussy?
Who?
Tom the nigga that played Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I mean, of course. Look at him.
Of course, he had to work for pussy.
Okay. Right. And now he's with Zendaya.
First of all, Zayn didn't have to do nothing to get my penis.
Yeah.
She has to do nothing.
So I'm saying, you think he had to work for that or you think that fell in his lap?
First of all, I'm going to take that from his lap. So I don't give a fuck.
I feel like he worked for it. Okay, thank you.
So now the fact that we understand that.
Can we stop talking about one of my future wives? Can we put that out?
I'm just letting you know. Here's a Fendi.
Can we use another bitch?
Nah, I'm about to let you know right now.
So you just going to call your future wife a bitch like that?
No. No, I mean every girl get called a bitch once in a while by some nigga. Every girl get called a bitch once in a while in their life.
Let me ask Two Tails, bro. Yo, you up? You just signed. You ain't signed a contract. You got a nice little distribution. You feel me? Niggas fucking with you. They telling you, yo, you in Japan. You doing at least 250 on the streaming. You know what I'm saying? Every 2 months. You get what I'm saying, bro? Yeah. Shorty come along. She bad, but she. Her credit not right. You know what I'm saying?
She got a 540.
Nah, she got a 480. Oh,
she got a 303, bro. Yeah,
she don't pay none of her bills. Bro, she mad behind her payments.
She needs you for a car payment.
She needs you, bro. You gotta
co-sign everything, you bro.
All right, I understand where you're going with the question, but you want me to co-sign for all her shit?
I'm asking you, is you putting the money up?
How in love do you gotta be to put it?
I got it.
That was an easy question.
I got a scenario.
If
she's
bad,
I put it up for her. If I'm in love,
y'all put it up for her.
If I'm in love,
I've done it. I've changed some girls' lives. Bro.
Guys, not even gonna hold you. It takes me.
I got a question about this though.
I got
a question about this though. How much am I up?
How much is you up?
Bro, it doesn't 250.
Matter. It doesn't matter how much you up. I'm saying though,
how like, much
she
up?
Comes okay. around, she a little bad, whatever. Mm-hmm. You think it's your obligation, your responsibility?
No,
it's
I ain't right. signing my name. Right. No.
So as black goddamn men that just came into some little money, mm-hmm. fuck is we fucking spending this money
how
on
many
them
times
for?
Have I had sex with this woman?
Yo, no, how about you put your mother? How about you put your mother in a brand new house?
Money good. No, money good.
Nah, he said you up. He said you up.
I support black businesses. Yeah. So if some gal out there want to come sell some poom poom dog, like I tomorrow, hey, I like a $50,000.
Listen,
like,
we've been
right,
talking about selling poom
school.
Poom a little bit, a lot. But you know, I respect it. That's the oldest trade in history. Do y'all know that? That's literally the
I'm
oldest
be real
job
with you.
In history. Hold
I believe
on, I'm
that.
Let y'all know.
Hey,
it's
prostitution is the oldest job.
But let me tell you something else. When I didn't put time, sweat, tears, effort into getting this motherfucking money, you heard me? I didn't put motherfucking passion in getting this bread. I don't think I'm gonna throw it out that easily because she's pretty.
Okay.
When I put this money up, I'm gonna do it
because her pum pum's good.
Facts, though. This is gonna be on my next goddamn song.
Good pum pum, y'all get anything, girl. What are you talking
about? But talking shit though.
You wanna skip my nigga? I need you to be like right before a song comes on, like, hey yo, I'm about to put 5 bands up for this good pum pum girl. Then she's outside my crib, nigga. This shit funny as hell.
I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep it a bean with you, bro. I'm gonna keep it a honey with you, bro. Yo, mark my words.
Yeah.
When you are on, you know what I'm saying? On your quest, bro, you are going to see my face and I'm going to smile at you.
I'm going to say
this.
You
don't
know exactly what you're fucking talking about.
I'm
going to
lie.
Exactly
I'm
going to
smile at you. This I'm going to be like, yeah.
This is all I'm going to say. This is all I'm going to say. I just want to pay for pussy one time just to see what it feels like. Like, it gotta be a different feel, like come for paying for pussy, my nigga. Like, how do you go about
this? Is a transaction.
Nah. Yeah, like, how do you go about tackling the pussy? Do you go about it in the manner where you're trying to get the most for your money? You're trying to last as long.
I wasn't kidding when y'all said no filter, huh?
Yo, no filter. No filter. I'm gonna put you on game, bro. Yeah, watch game, bro. Yeah, Yo,
if I pay $5,000 for pussy, that shit better be spanked.
Yo,
no. If I pay $5,000 for pussy and I come in 3 minutes, we're going to have a problem. I need my money back.
Let me talk to two. Let me talk to two real fast, too. Where are you putting your music right now, bro?
Where do I put it?
Yeah, where? Where you putting your music right now?
My music is on all platforms you can imagine.
OnlyFans?
You feel me? Anyone. I guarantee if you look on OnlyFans, there's a bitch fucking in my song. TikTok. goddamn Snapchat. Goddamn.
You DistroKidding it or you United Masters?
DistroKid and Tidal. And Tidal does a couple things that DistroKid don't. I know that I'm on platforms that I'm not even sure that I'm on. But you can find it if you Google me.
Facts.
And you know why you Google me? Because my name is the easiest thing to find.
There's
no other two tails in the world.
There's no other two tails on this planet. You heard me?
And he got more than two tails to tell.
So yes, my music is on all platforms. You heard me?
You check your shit?
Do I check my shit?
Yeah.
Sometimes. I'm not that conceited.
Do you listen to your own music or do you listen to other people's music?
I listen to my own music because I want to critique myself.
Okay. Mm.
So I listen like to what I could have done better.
So when you're driving right now, you got a long road trip. Who's in your playlist from Connecticut?
I'm not going to hold you. From Connecticut, not much. But I'm going to hold you.
I'm not going to lie to you neither. I'm not. Keep it a bean, though. You got to keep it a bean.
You know why, though? Because like they're coming with hard music, but not something that I'm going to genuinely play. But you know who I am going to play?
Who?
Stway 60, goddamn Jay. You feel me? Goddamn D-Ren.
Okay.
Stevie, Young Best, Jay Dilly.
All your peoples.
You feel me? All my peoples, because they come out with the hardest fucking music that you could ever fucking find in the state.
Mm. That's a fact. Talk that
That's a fact. You feel me? Don C.O.P. come out of Stuart 62.
Mm. I don't know what I'm about to hit, but I'm going to hit it.
Drop that motherfucking
There you go. Get that shit right.
So that's who I'm bumping if I'm not bumping myself for CT artists.
Okay. I ain't going to hold you, bro. I like what you got going on. I seen a video that you had online or whatever. Don't forgive me if I missed the name or whatever, but I know you was dressed up as an old head or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You spin your... I like it because it was conceptual. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was clean because I'm big on, like, you got to have clean fucking videos and... Right. You know, you gotta have the nice little promos on Instagram. Give niggas little 30 seconds, like, yo.
You got bitches shaking their ass, right?
Yeah, right.
You gotta have bitches shaking your ass. If you don't have bitches shaking your ass,
bro, niggas is fickle.
Yeah, yeah, we go.
So I like that you did that. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, bro. Yeah, man. That's what I mean by like this passion that I love expressing. Okay. So then you know I get to make the song, then I get to make the video, then I get to hear the reaction.
You did the treatment and shit?
Of course. Everything. I'm involved in everything that's my art.
You hear that?
Anything that's involved, that has my music in it, I'm involved.
Credit,
with.
Credit, 100% credit, money, money, yeah. Money. Okay. That's all you hear right there.
Uh-huh.
My nigga write his own shit. He produce it. Goddamn. He got a foot in every single piece of the step.
Yeah.
You produce his shit too?
I don't produce my own shit, but I was rocking with it. I was sliding, you feel me? I was like, I'm not going to interrupt because he's gassing me up.
Fuck it up. Yo, fuck it.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. That's the money.
Yeah, man.
That's the money.
But like I said, when it comes to just anything that has to do with music, I'm very involved with it. As far as just me, and as far as like what I love to do, I'm gonna take all different angles: battle rapping, poetry, making music.
So you write poetry too?
Of course, I write poetry.
You can spit something on top of the head real quick.
Not on top of the head, because I don't focus on that as much.
I'm the same way.
Uh-huh. But I have poetry in my phone. And I do that shit, not even as like a passion,
Pass
hobby.
Pass my phone. I'm going to see if I can spit something real quick. I'm a little drunk.
Come on, let's go.
I'm a little drunk.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, poetry is a little bit more intimate and deep than battle rap or making music, because there's nothing else but the words to send you on this journey. You feel me? So that's why I feel like just anything that has anything to do with writing, anything that has anything to do with cadence and flow and rhythm and
you're writing a book.
I'm basically telling my story through songs.
Okay.
If you listen to my song from 2015 to 2021, two different completely people, sounds, sonically. You feel me? Like I'm not the same person I was in 2015 and 20. I don't even want to get into it because that's just my narcissism talking. But just basically, just it's more me growing up. You can hear me maturing through my songs.
That's a good thing that you picked up on that, because you have to be able to pick up on that. If you don't pick up on it and know, like, yo, this is how I can make myself better, this is how I can, you know what I'm saying?
No, this
is
why when I go to the studio now too, I swing like 6 times and I hit like 4. You feel me? Like, that's why it's very like, when I used to go to the studio, I used to swing 6 times and be like, this is the album right here. All Fact. 6 songs that I just did right here is an album. I want to make the best music that I possibly can.
About all time.
I'll have sleepers in the vault that niggas will be like, yo, this shit fire. Like, that's this shit crazy.
Those be the ones, bro.
Like, yo, listen, if it don't make me feel like that.
Yeah, I feel you. Now, I can relate to that.
I'm not rocking.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, I didn't want to fight niggas, bro.
I know. I got niggas wanting to fight me. Like, no, yo, bro, that shit was fire. I'm like, yo, I'm not fucking with that shit.
But at the
end of the day, bro, like, I'm putting to, it's my masterpiece. It's my artwork.
It's your, it's a reflection of you at the end of the day.
So I'm not putting shit that I don't feel confident about. Facts. I'm not putting shit up that I don't love wholeheartedly. I'm not putting shit up that I can't listen to in 10 years and be like, yo. So,
I respect that.
You feel me? That's really truthfully 100% how, like my passion burns for this music thing, because, like, I think about it in a trillion different ways, But at the end of the day, too, it's for me. Mm. Like, I'm putting it out for everyone to listen to. But if I don't rock, then we not rocking.
Mm. Facts.
You feel me?
So with that being said, what's like the overall goal for you? Like, what's the true?
That's a good way to cap this interview off. What's my overall goal with this music thing?
Yeah, man.
Huh. Yeah, like, where do you still see yourself in like 5 years, 10 years?
I gotta be making money. There's no way that this shit without making money. Facts. Because you feel me? Like, I got bills to pay. I got people.
You got
to
a life to live.
I got people. Facts. You feel me?
You need new stories to make your music.
I need to get paid. I need to continue. I need to evolve. I need to be better than I was last year.
Facts.
I don't know, man. I just want to. I'm enjoying what I'm doing so much right now that I don't think about that kind of thing. And I just want to continue to be happy with what I'm doing and still have the same fire that I still did. Like, I want to look back on this interview like, damn, nigga, you still passionate about this motherfucker?
Fact.
You still feel this goddamn flame?
It's the same love that you have.
You still out here pursuing, you know what I'm saying?
The same thing.
Facts.
And I want to look back too, like, yo, you done came a long way.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Facts. Like, you done did a lot through this whole time. So the overall goal, man, is to just get paid, stay happy, stay passionate. I don't know what else I can say to y'all. I'm sorry.
That's a good answer.
That's a great answer.
That's a good answer.
Stay happy, be passionate.
That's a good answer.
That's all I care about with this music shit. All
right, so I'm gonna hit my transition question. How do we all feel about love on the podcast? Like,
love.
I feel like as Black people, we don't talk about love so much. And I know it's probably gonna say something positive, but I'm gonna read a poem, and it's probably not gonna be that positive. So
let me take the headphones off to hear clearly. Go ahead.
All right, I'm gonna hit you real quick. All right. Actually, I read this one to you before, Lurch. Yeah, this is when you used to be in Philly. This one is called actually Farewell Love. I might fuck up a little bit because I haven't read it in a while and I'm a little slurred with my words.
Yeah, close it out, bro.
All right, so Farewell Love. Let's pay a visit to this thing called love. It's been a while since I last faced you eye to eye, called your name, much less got involved in your game. I must admit, with you not around, things ain't the same. The insane finally reverted back to the sane, and the unknown beast has finally been tamed. Love, even though you have been gone for long, I must say, you weren't really that missed until we saw the underestimated reaction from a couple that just shared a passionate kiss. Love is just a thing idolized by people, but instead of left alone to simply fade, it was put on a path only to be modernized by fools who fail to understand your name, the true meaning of your name. Meanwhile, hope is falling behind only to wither and never to get a taste of the fame. Everybody has hope of finding true love, but how do we know there's hope of finding true love? To find love, you must first understand love. And to love somebody doesn't mean to be in love with somebody, because I can easily just like the body of somebody. Even though I love you doesn't mean that you love me. Love can be a one-way street or the fading beat at the end of your favorite song. But don't get me wrong, when you sing, I can feel the sincerity in the words as you sing our favorite song. But unfortunately, like this song, nothing too good will ever last for long. This isn't a see you later, more of a goodbye and farewell, just hoping you fall to the bottom of a well, only to drown under my hate for fate.
That was lovely.
Well, it started off, man. Bring you all the way down back, you know?
That's actually one of my favorite poems.
Mm-hmm. Bring down the line. Would you feel me? Close it out.
What do I feel about love? Listen, I love love. That's the best way I could put it. Love is the greatest thing on earth.
I echo that sentiment. I love love.
But?
It's the greatest thing on earth.
I hear a but.
There's a but for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I already know what you probably gonna say.
But how much time y'all got is the real question.
What you mean?
we gonna be here all night.
What
you gonna do?
If y'all want to talk about the butt,
talk about the butt. Bring it up a little bit.
The only butt there is that, like you said, you could be in love, but love don't love you back.
Facts.
Yeah, but you know, that's the beautiful thing about love.
That ain't beautiful. When love don't love you back.
Nah, genuine love is. It's not. It's a selfish thing in a way. Yes. It's I have love for you so much that even if you don't love me, I still gonna love you the same way no matter what. Just because I have that feeling.
It sounds a little delusional.
I don't believe
it. It's not like, delusion. It's
like
just
you're trying to love something that doesn't love you back.
Yeah.
How long and why?
But this depends on the situation.
At what point are you sacrificing instead of compromising?
Who says you have to sacrifice to love?
You have to sacrifice.
You have to sacrifice for love.
Do you?
Especially in the beginning.
A lot.
You sacrifice in the beginning.
A lot.
You have to sacrifice
a lot, bro. A lot.
You don't feel like you're sacrificing anything for love right now, Quell?
Of course you sacrifice things for love. But what I'm saying is, it's not like in the situation. All right.
You're talking about loving another person. He may not be, though.
What are you talking about?
But this is what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. So I can even talking about loving another person, like, I can love you from afar. Like, I don't have to just be next to you and sacrificing time and effort. I can still feel a great way about you.
So, if anything,
if you did need me in circumstance, no matter what, I'd be like, all right, I got you.
But to me, that's not selfish love. What you're describing is an unconditional love.
Yeah, that's selfish.
Like loving your son.
Yeah, to me, there's...
Like loving your daughter.
To me, there's three levels to love. To me, there's three levels to love.
But, okay.
There's personal love. Mm-hmm. That's when everything you love, you attach yourself to it.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, when it stopped loving you back, you feel like you lose piece of you. That's personal love. Unconditional love is the next step up. Unconditional love is when you can love somebody and knowing that you don't have to be tied to them. Mm-hmm. You know that they're not going to love you forever, but because you know their love for you, it can be temporary. Now,
the third love, nigga?
The next love is universal love. Universal love is understanding that love is the highest power of energy that it is. And understand love can actually change anything. And you have to be confident. You have to actually believe in the power of love and what it can actually accomplish. That's personal. That's universal love.
But so I'm talking about the last two. My shit isn't two of them combined.
That's my thing. We as a society don't love unconditionally. We love selfishly. It's hard to love unconditionally because
we think about ourselves so much
when it comes to everything. Like, even me. Like, I see the world so much from my point of view that it's hard to see it from somebody else's point of view, especially at 28 years of my life, my nigga.
You're getting deep, bro. No, for real.
Like, I've been through so much shit that it's like... Everything of how I see the world, I'm convinced that's the truth of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like not. When some, I know it's not.
Yeah.
I know it's not. Now right, I know it's not.
Yeah.
But I was so into it, my nigga, that it's like when somebody tell me otherwise, I'm like, move, my nigga. What are you talking about? That's bullshit.
To me,
I ain't gonna listen to that shit.
To me, there's definitely a tier of love. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was listening to Two Tails talk and stuff like that, I hear the love that he has for the music. You know what I'm saying?
Unconditional.
Facts.
You have
I don't care if it works.
Okay,
or not.
See, but that's a tear. You know what I'm saying? For me, but you said something that kind of like, for me, in some way, it's contradictory. You know what I'm saying? You have to have more love for the money. You know what I'm saying? In order to make that other thing work. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I'm. The old me would have disagreed with everything that he just last said, but I literally am at a point where I get it.
Because, you know, I've been through it.
If you don't have a love for the money, my nigga, it's not going to come at the rate that you need it to.
That's what wakes me up. That's what wakes me up anytime.
Nigga, when I wake up, I'm thinking about investment funds. I'm thinking about real estate.
Any time of the day, bro. Nigga, I'm up because of that.
When I text these niggas, I send these niggas videos of how we can't work no more, what things we're going to do to not work no more.
Facts, bro.
Like, that's the conversations we've been starting to have now.
And unfortunately, I don't know if it's unfortunate, but this is how my mind works. When I wake up, I'm like, damn, what time can I hit the studio today?
That's the unconditional love.
Nah, but think about it like this.
Hold on. Can you agree that at like this moment, do you agree that two things can be right at the same time?
Facts.
So you think that you don't think two things can be right at the same time?
I believe that.
So you believe that my love and your love are one of them is wrong?
No, I don't think none of us is wrong.
So how do you feel like two things can be wrong at the same time?
I feel like it's
two things can't be right at the same time.
To break your point down, in my sense of it all, is that I can't wake up and say that I want to go to the studio because the studio has to be paid for. The studio.
I understand the circumstances, but at the end of the day, you want to go to the studio, right?
Uh-huh.
So regardless of what it takes to go to the studio, you're going to make that shit happen. So are you in love with the money or are you in love with the studio?
I'm in love with the money.
I'm saying though, how do you get your money?
I'm going to answer it this
work,
way.
You work, right? So that means that you have to work to get the money. Are you in love with work?
How I think, bro, is that the fact of having this motherfucking studio paid off for 6 months makes me ecstatic as
fuck.
But
how did you get there?
By thinking that I want the studio to be paid off
for
6 months.
You didn't work for it.
Yeah, because I had the mindset of...
Did you love the work?
No.
you didn't love the work.
Hell no.
So now, same thing with the studio. I don't love, I like making money. I don't love making money. I love getting to the studio. Mm-hmm. So at the same time, two things can be right. Mm-hmm. As I wake up thinking about, like, how am I going to make music today? You wake up thinking about how you're going to make money today. Mm-hmm. It's not that I don't want to make money. Mm-hmm. It's I want to do what I love and be forever free.
Yeah, like, I love that. My freedom.
You feel me?
You would do it if there's no money in it, no matter what, you would do it.
I'm going to be the bridge to that by saying that.
I feel like also, lastly, just to top it all off. Go ahead. Money is a driving factor for a lot of things that could be evil and selfish. Facts. and just unnormal, unregular, right? Comedy. You could accomplish a lot of things if you just wasn't focused on money.
I mean,
what else do you love besides money?
I would say
you
this.
You just want anything that you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's work on it. I know that means there's a means to an end. I know that you got to make money to feed the kids. But you feel me? Like, at the end of the day, I just want to feed the kids.
I mean,
that's
honest,
the most important. Most important. Yeah,
this, this is the only thing I'm going to say is I'm at a point where I don't give a fuck if it's evil.
Word. And some people's not listening. Yeah, they ain't nothing wrong with that, man. But, everyone got their own goddamn psychology, personality. This is what personality. I would say. This is what I would say to that, too. You feel me?
I'm aware that it's evil when I'm doing it.
Yeah. Bro, I've seen...
That's the difference, man.
Bro, I've seen...
That's the difference.
You want me to live in this world where everyone's perfect?
Yeah.
No, nobody is... Nobody. I'm imperfect. You're imperfect. We're all different personalities.
And we're all trying to figure it out.
Figuring out this whole human experience.
Which is true.
And just because I'm one way and you're another way doesn't mean I'm wrong.
We're all living in this guy.
Wait, hold on. Just to bridge it as well, too. Like, just to bridge what you guys say, is like, I get where you're coming from because Lurch could understand, because that's how I was. When we have these conversations, that's exactly how I rebutted him. So I get it. And I'm at a point where I see shit where he's coming from, because it's like, once you've been doing shit for a while and you notice what you're capable of, you know what should be coming. So to answer that question is, because I wake up every day hungry for money, that's why I made my garage into a studio. Because I don't have to pay nobody to go do what I have to do. Because when I get hungry and I wake up, I just have to walk to my garage and create whatever I just imagined laying in my bed. I have that luxury. I have that drive to a degree where, all right, I understand the circumstances of creation and how to create things, but I don't want to go to those means. How do I eliminate those means? I bring the demand to me. I make everything on my hands. I look into everything they use to bring my dreams to life, and I invest into it. This whole COVID shit, everything you see in this garage happened in COVID. Everything. Because I was at a point was like, because like even we tried going into the studio to do our first episode of the podcast.
It just didn't work.
It never worked.
People just don't have the same
thought
process that we did.
So what we did was like, bro, we got to take this into our own hands.
Yeah, thanks.
Started in the car. After that, it was like, nah, we got to do our next thing. We got to have people on this shit. We can't have people in the car. That's crazy.
Yeah, facts.
If we had to, we would have did it. Because at that point, we were unstoppable. Mm-hmm. We had a means. But at that point, to keep it a buck, we weren't doing it for the money. We weren't. It was just for the love of just creating.
Yeah, and
having an art.
And I was only saying what I said, bro, because with the capabilities of you have, bro, the love that you have for the music has surpassed that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It really has. You know what I'm saying?
And you've been doing it for so long where it's like, we know you love it.
Yeah, we
but
know
what
you
else
it.
Do you want out of it?
Yeah, and you definitely...
What do you expect to get out of it?
Yeah,
what do you deserve out of it?
Yeah, what you deserve out of it. You know what I'm saying? Because there's somebody out there that loves it so much more and would challenge you. You get what I'm saying? That's why I brought
that. And there's probably somebody out there that love you so much that don't think you're going hard enough.
That would pay the DJ to not... Y'all open up. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And y'all... They got motherfuckers in the shit that's coming out there to sign niggas and all that shit. Niggas will pay the DJ to be like, yo, fuck his song up and make my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Put that shit on the radio.
We were just talking about love, and where the fuck you get this?
Because we love the music, love our art, love and hate go hand in hand. They're just opposite of the same, my nigga. Opposite, they come from the same parts of the brain. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise. They literally come from the same parts of the brain. They activate the same parts of your brain, my nigga. All
right. Well, listen, it don't matter.
Yeah, you already know quality.
Quell just lit. Quell
at the end of the day.
Quell can't think right now.
If I fuck with you, I fuck with you. If I don't, I don't. It is what it is.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Suck your mama if you feel
talk to the people and let them know where they can find you at.
Hey, yo, listen, my name is Two Tails. That's TEWWTLEZ. Feel me? I am on all platforms you can goddamn imagine. MySpace, AIM, Black Eagle Meets, Christian Mingles. I'm outside, nigga. Fuck what they talking about. You feel me? Find me on all that social media. Go stream my music.
Facts.
And that's it.
I'm trying to be on Christian Mingo too, yo.
I'm outside,
that's
bro.
Creative,
you know, all the non-Christians meet on Christian Mingo.
That's where all our sinners go, right?
You need to fuck somebody anal.
Yo.
You need some anal penetration? Christian Mingo.
Yo, I just want to say one thing, though.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Give a shout out to Joe Byron.
Now, a lot of new music coming from Connecticut. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for a lot of music to drop. You know what I'm saying?
Mr. 1.75 himself is dropping music soon. Hey, so
I'm going to be on 93.7 sometimes next week. I don't know when. Kid Fresh. Send me a text or something. Let me know when you actually
shout out to Kid Fresh.
I'm gonna be on 93.7 sometime next week, man.
Yeah, Kid Fresh for a long time.
Shoot my shit. You feel me? Orange Cassidy on rotation right now. Dang shit.
Shout that out one more time, bro.
All right, Orange Cassidy on 93.7 sometime, because Kid Fresh don't be telling me exactly when he gonna play my shit.
It's on there, bro. It's getting
spinning. We gonna make this shit happen. You feel me?
Just
shout out 93.7. Shout out Kid Fresh. Shout out Jay Boom Boom.
Let's go.
I'm gonna say this real quick before we go. I'm one of those people who didn't know Jenny Boom Boom was white until I was an adult.
Yo, me too.
Yo, you hurt my heart tonight, bro.
I was a kid when I found out.
I was an adult, bro. What the fuck? Yeah. I found out less than a decade ago that she was white, bro.
Less than a decade. That's crazy.
I was like, what the fuck?
Nah, we not gonna do that. Cause
I'm not taking no love away at all. I'm just saying.
She got a black woman's voice.
Yeah, she sound like a black woman on air. I mean, all right. How many people think Linda Reynolds looked the way she looked based off how she sound?
I don't know how she looked.
Linda Reynolds is over 50 years old, bro.
Yeah, I've been knew that.
A lot of people don't
know
that.
Is that Late Night Love, lady?
Reynolds from Late Night Love?
But what you think? What you think? The Late Night Love ain't gonna be some young woman? Of course she's gonna be old.
She's gonna be old.
She sound like she never aged, though. All the years you've been listening to Late Night Love.
She gonna be experienced. She gonna know what the fuck she talking about.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. Based off her radio voice, I'll still fuck Linda. I don't give a damn.
I'll fuck Linda.
That just sounds wild. That nigga said, I'll fuck Linda.
Imagine listening to Late Night Love at 1 o'clock in the morning. You hear her shutting me out just cuz.
Nigga. Real shit, though. Them prison niggas be doing that shit, dude.
Jerry niggas,
Every
Linda,
time
bro.
I listen to Late Night Love, it's always a girl shouting at they nigga in prison money. Always. They're always in prison. 90% of the times they're in prison, my nigga.
Of course they're in prison.
I just want to give a shout out to my nigga Lil Michael. He's locked up right now. I hope he's listening here and there.
It's third shift niggas and niggas in jail.
That's who Late Night Live is for.
Third shift niggas and niggas in jail.
It's 85% for niggas in jail. 85%. Nigga, you don't listen to Late Night Live.
You ain't never had to.
You go to Apple Music. You go to Spotify. You go to YouTube. You only listen to that shit when you're in jail, my nigga.
Alright, this is a crazy way to end this, but you know, this is We the Wincy Podcast, so we do whatever the fuck we feel like doing.
Shout out to my niggas having their girl not fucking nobody while they in jail. That's all I'm saying. If your girl is really keeping her pum pum to herself while you're locked up for a couple of years, you're a real one. You was hitting it while you was hitting it good while you was out here. Cause first of all, a lot of these bitches give the pum pum up easily.
Like I said,
easily.
If I'm doing
for
a little,
$40 for a couple good weed, for some good whiskey, the gal would get the
fuck that. If I'm doing a little bit, yo. If I'm doing a little bit,
would you believe
don't tell me.
Would you believe your girl's not giving the pump up?
Don't tell me.
Because first of all, I'm going to try to fuck her if she tell me her nigga's in jail. I'm going to try to fuck her.
I ain't going to do that.
I'm just going to say that.
I ain't going to do that. It depends on when he went to jail.
I'm one of those niggas where their dick lead them in situations he shouldn't be in.
If the nigga went to jail, for like some little petty crime shit,
if he's going to be out in like within a year, I won't do it. But if he's in there for like a good couple of years, I'm gonna pop him here.
Nah, you
gotta
do it for the petty crimes.
Nah,
cause what you doing is dumb shit for? That's stupid.
Because they gonna pettily aggravate you when they come out, just knowing the fact you fucking. Cause first of all, bitch, picking me up in his car. Right. We probably gonna fuck in his car just cause.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just
cause. All right. This is going too far. All right. All right. We'll see y'all later. We love y'all.
You gonna cut follow me off? Follow us.
Yes,
you
we got to. Off? This shit's getting
you
wild.
You gonna stop me?
This shit's getting wild.
Me?
This follow us.
Me?
On Weed and Whiskey of all people, Podcast.
Me? Do you know who I am?
Listen.
I am the Dundada.
This is why
I am the top shutter.
This is why this
man does this. And
this
man, I always do this.
This man is about to.
Who are you?
This
and
man
who
is,
is you?
This man's
who
about
will
to
you
rent.
Ever be in life?
This
you will never be me.
This nigga.
What are you talking about?
Yo, this nigga. We love y'all.
We love y'all, man.
Be good.
Fuck y'all. This ain't over until I say it's over, motherfuckers.
Hey yo, hello.
Is this thing on?
I didn't hit the stop record button yet, so we're still alive. And all I'm gonna say is to all the niggas who don't wish me great love, and all the niggas who watch me just wishing they could be me. Suck your mother.
Shout out
suck
to
your mother
bitches.
Three times.
Shout out to
suck our four times. And don't suck our two times.
Shout out
two's
to the
about
bitches
my
who
number.
Put who put weed in their titties, right? And now they got titty weeds and shit because they fuck the stems be poking their tits and shit. You know they tits smell like fucking garbage weed. Fuck out of here.
It's smell like that Arizona.
So my question after that is, do they smoke it?
The podcast is over, guys.
All right, the question is, would you smoke weed that she just pulled out her pom-pom?
Of course I would smoke weed out of the pussy. What?
Okay.
Would you not?
I don't know. Depending on how good the weed is.
It depends on how good the poo-poo is, too. There's a trillion questions I gotta add. There's a bunch of things you gotta factor into why.
Only if it still smells like weed.
Well, what's the difference between good weed and good pussy? I'm getting out of here, man.
It's a different type of stink.
All right, yo, we done.